Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Jump Chat, man. It's your boy, Johan Gomez, and we're back with Tanner Tessman here. Venezia player, CDL player. It's my co-host. And the best podcast in the world is back. It's quite simple, really. But, you know, we're trying to be more consistent now. We're finding spaces to record. And we got a surprise coming for y'all, you know, real soon, hopefully. But before we get started, I want to actually thank our sponsor for one of the sponsors for today's video, BET Online. As y'all know, Tan, you're a football guy yourself. The NFL is coming back real soon. I think it's this weekend. Is it this weekend or next weekend?
Yeah, I think it's this weekend. Yeah.
This weekend. So what better way to start the season than with a nice little bet? So you need to go to BET Online. Get your bets in. It's the biggest. It's got the online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest. So you got to get in on that. Who doesn't want to win $500,000, man? We can all use
$500,000.
So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 100% welcome bonus. Take advantage of opening day, super promo, make a bet anytime. And like we said, BET Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. So just use them. Shout out BET Online and let's get straight into it. The vibes is up today. It's a nice calm little Tuesday. I'm tired. I had a double session, but I'm still feeling energized.
I'm feeling the same, bro. I'm tired, but I'm good as well. We had a hard day today. We have double tomorrow. We have double Thursday, but feeling good. About the bets, if you're going to bet on Cam Newton, don't. He's not in the NFL at the moment, so that's tough.
It would be tough way to win if you bet on Cam Newton. You know, he's a jobless at the moment.
But feeling good. Training was good today. I don't know, man. We're just ready to try to get a win. You know, it's going to be a tough year, but man, the boys are hungry to get a win. We keep bringing in players. We got two new players coming in. One just found out he played for Chelsea, made his debut at 17. Went to loan to Leipzig, played like a couple games there, and then went on loan last year to Sheffield, played 23 games, or started 23 games, played 25 in the Prem. So young defender. We're hyped about him. Obviously, we're hyped about all the new boys coming in. So maybe we'll make a difference this year and get some dubs. But no, how's your season going so far?
Good. Also a little bit tough. I mean, like we said, we're a mid-table team right now. We've been drawing a lot. But, bro, this past weekend, crazy. I'm going to pop up some images. Did you see the stadium I played in?
Yeah, it was sick.
Bro, 06 World Cup stadium, crazy. Obviously, it wasn't filled, but it was like 8K, 10K. So it was loud. And I came in at halftime. I did well. But, bro, they're like a historic team, right? And so at the end – so I'm gonna pop a clip, bro. At the end, I've never been more scared in my life. So off a corner kick, I was at the edge of the box, bro, and the ball popped out to me, bro. I lost the ball, and we got counterattacked. And bro, I've never felt so scared in my life because it was 1-1. Like at that point, you're just like, let's get the draw. You know, it's a tough place to play. I've never felt so panicked in my life. I was sprinting as fast as I could, but you know, I had to win the ball back. I want it back, bro. And then there was like 1 minute left. So after that, I was dead, bro. But I was like, after the match, my coach came and like it was like dapping me up, and he was like, good work today, really good work. And I was like, I'm sorry, coach. He was like, what are you sorry for? And then I was like, I lost the ball on that one. He was like, yeah, don't ever do that again. So it was crazy, bro. But the craziest part was after, bro. So they have to, you know how like in Germany or like in Europe they have like the standing fans, like the loudest fans usually. So they like, you know how usually you clap to all the fans or whatever and you go around the stadium? So they have to go up to them, No, and just stand there and like in a draw or a loss, whatever, they're obviously going to get insulted, like things thrown at them or whatever. So they just had to stand there and take it. It was crazy, bro. The whistling was so loud. It was insane. Have you noticed that about Europe? They don't really do that in America. Like the whistling. Have they whistled at y'all yet?
Yeah. I mean, when we were in Napoli, we walked out. And I mean, at the beginning of the game, like when we're walking out just to see the field, like not even to warm up. Like an hour and 30 before the game, we're walking out to see the field and there's maybe like 1,000 fans there and they're whistling. And it's like the loudest I've ever been in a stadium, just whistling at us.
Bro.
And I was like, that's crazy. And then
Europe when we come out to
warm up, bro. And there's like 20 or like, there's like 10,000 there just at warm up and they're all whistling. And then the walkout, bro, when there were 20, 30,000 fans all whistling, bro, is like, bro. But it's like, it makes you like, I don't know, it's a different feeling that you've never had before, like of like, we're about to, bro, it's about to go hard. Like, we're about to go hard.
Bro, I saw Napoli first game for the boy. That's crazy. No offense to MLS players or anything. But you go from playing Minnesota United and Napoli, it can be a little bit of a shock, eh? So how was that?
Bro, it was good, bro. Just the experience, like the bus ride, just the city too, like Napoli is so pretty. But the bus ride there, I mean, you can't even count how many middle fingers or whatever all the way there. I mean, from the hotel all the way there, it's just lined up everywhere. And you get there and there's like right where the fans enter and there's loads of people there going crazy, throwing stuff at the bus or whatever. And then you get in the stadium and it's still like, it's an unreal stadium. Diego Maradona Stadium, it's crazy. And then you walk out and it's like, it's different. It's not like any stadium I've ever played in before, like even Azteca or any stadium that's like I've ever played in. It's like a stage, bro. Like it feels like you're elevated up because the seats and everything are lower and the track's like a little bit lower than the field. And then they have lights like on the interior of the stadium shining right at the field. So you can't even see the fans. Like it's like you're on a stage or like in a theater and you can't see out. So it's like, you can't, it's like pitch black past like the lights, so like you literally can't see anything but on the field. So it was like, bro, it was crazy. Like it just felt like,
were you nervous?
No, I wasn't nervous. We're losing 1-0, came in, what can I do bad, you know? Like
facts. I was, do you think you would have been nervous if y'all were winning though?
No, I don't think so. It's not like, I don't know, I don't really get like nervous in those moments. I just try to like enjoy them, try to soak everything in, because I mean, nerves maybe just make it more forgettable or more, I don't know. I feel like just being confident, enjoying it. I thought I did decent. Obviously, we lost the game, so I couldn't have done that well. But it was really fun. It was really fun to play against those players. I mean, watching Insigne try to cut up our players and watching your boy from Mexico sub in too. They love him, by the way. They love him.
The fans?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I was going to ask
like,
about
literally,
that because – go ahead.
So we walk out on the field like to see the field before and take videos and stuff and just like see the field. And it's weird too, like in Europe the home team comes as well out to walk on the field. I don't know if it's in Europe or just Italy, whatever, but so we go out together, like our team's going out and their team's coming out, and you know they whistle at us because we're like we're first, and then they come out and they're kind of clapping whatever, and then your boy comes out and they like he comes out like 5 minutes after and they go nuts, bro. Like nuts. I've never, like for him, it was crazy. And then wow. When he subbed on as well, like they were going nuts when he subbed on, bro. It was crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Bro, I saw your pic that you posted. I'll pop it up right there. Insigne in the back, like, I am my boy. Like, yo, what is this man trying to do right now? Was that crazy? Yeah. Have you had like that moment yet? Cause like, I mean, I definitely feel like I can't pinpoint my moment in which I was like, yeah, I'm in Europe now. But have you had like a moment yet where it's like, boom.
I mean, I think it's more like just like the fans and like how crazy they are. But like, I don't know, like Insigne too is like, I mean, European Cup winner, big influence for that team, a lot of accolades. But like still, like to me, he's just a player. Like you can win the ball from him. You can.
Wait, was Koulibaly there?
Do whatever. Yeah. Dude,
was he raw?
He's different, bro.
Did he you go up like, against so him like on a corner?
The stats were like, what'd you say?
Did you go up against him like on a corner kick or anything like that?
Maybe on a corner, but they were like, everybody does zone here. So I didn't like go one-on-one, but So they, I looked at the stats after, and all the passes, like completed passes, Koulibaly had like 30 more than the next player. He had like 120, the next player like 80 or 90.
Really?
And they just go through him every time, and he's so calm on the ball. Like, even when they had 10 players because they got a red card, he's still just like so calm and like, I don't know, it's just different. Very good player. Very good player.
Insigne missed a PK. No, I think I saw the highlights.
Yeah. Missed it bad, to be honest.
They were struggling because Osimhen, I don't know how you say his name, but Victor, the nine, the Nigerian nine, he's the one who got the red card, right?
Yeah.
Why did he get a red card again? I don't remember.
So it was a corner, and my boy Dan Hammonds, my best mate on the team, he how we kind of do the corners, like we block. So the first three guys like just try to block the guys and stop their runs, and Dan like kind of bumped into him, and he reacted and like kind of slapped him, and then Dan like went down or whatever and screamed, and then the ref went straight red, like
no VAR, no anything.
You couldn't even blink, bro. Straight red, like he came running straight red. And yeah, so he got a red like in the first half, and then the rest of the half we were pushing because we knew once they went in and did tactics, whatever, it was going to be a totally different game in the second half. But we had chances, bro. We should have capitalized, and I think it would have been a different game, bro, for real.
How has it been easier having now Jean-Luc in the team, like an American? I know for me, having an English speaker on the team or someone, it can definitely make it like 10 times better, just having someone you can relate to and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think definitely to relate to like American things and like the struggles we're kind of going through, but he still has like upper hand because he has the Italian passport. So things I have to wait for, things I have to like wait for, process or whatever, like he doesn't have to because he has the Italian passport. But honestly, It hasn't been like too difficult in the first place because we have a lot of new foreign guys that all speak English. So it's like we have like 10, 12, 13 guys that all only speak English like primarily. So it's like, I don't know, but it definitely helps to have a good guy there that I already knew. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, so just taking care of your body as an athlete is extremely important. So, you know, we want to shout out Balance 7 for being a fantastic sponsor. They really help us out. You know, it's good for athletes. You know, Lamar Odom promotes it a lot. You know, he might be returning to professional basketball in Spain. He's a big promoter of Balance 7. It's a supplement drink that balances your pH levels. So head to balance7.com and use the code BELIEVE for free shipping. Balance7.com and use the code BLEAV for free shipping. And I did, and I know it worked for me, and it worked for Lamar Odom. So go ahead and go cop y'all's pH balancing alkaline supplement drink with Balance 7. All right, back to the video. Should we touch on like, what do you want to, is there anything else you want to touch on?
Yeah, I got to ask you a question, bro. So, I talked to, Thomas and, Brian, and, Thomas was telling me how he talked with you
about what, bro?
About feeling your demons. Bro. So maybe we could talk about it.
Yeah, you're putting him on the spot, bro. Why'd he say that? I didn't even bring this up, bro. That was him, bro.
No, he told me you had a girl, bro. You got a girl in Europe now, or what's going on?
No. I didn't say that. I don't remember saying that. But I said, and I would tell you, I don't care. It's like, it's a girl that I'm talking to, but she's definitely not my girl, and she's not in Europe. She's at home.
But, oh, for real?
Yeah.
You know the name, and you can bleep it, or no?
You know, you wouldn't know her name. She's not related to anything. She's Dallas, Frisco, anything like that. She's from where I live. But.
So it's like that. Like, you really into her, huh?
First of all, I want to ask you a question because you started being more vocal about your girlfriend all of a sudden. Like, when I read that article of you being introduced to Vanessa, you were like, yeah, my girlfriend. I was like, since when does this guy talk about his girlfriend? And you mentioned it on your episode. On the Vanessa episode. So I was like, bro, since when do you talk about your girlfriend? Like, you used to be so private about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still private about it, but yeah. Girlfriend is...
Did she make you? Did she like, I want to be public. I want you to start talking about me.
No. I just
think, anyway, when did Thomas tell you this?
A couple of days ago.
Bro, this happened a couple of days ago. It was at that trip that I told you about. We were talking like Saturday night.
Yeah.
Did he face? Are we all on the same time zone? Me and you are. Are you and Brian?
Yeah. Me and Brian are. Yeah.
You talk to Brian often? I don't talk to Brian like at all.
Yeah. I talk to Brian all the time. I mean, I had the same struggles. Like every question I had, I was asking Brian first because I knew that he went through it too. So like car, phone, housing, everything.
Bro, like, we need to get Brian on here. If anything, if we have to, we need to get Thomas and Brian. I bet they'd both be comfortable doing that. We can talk about all that at the same time.
Bro. So yeah. I'll try. You can try as well. Cause I talk to him more, so maybe I'll try, but yeah, we'll try.
I mean, I think that it'll be hella fun. Like, bro, we've
let us know down in the comments. Let us know down in the comments how bad y'all want Brian Reynolds on. And we're gonna also put a story up on the Chum Chat and both of our stories as well, for questions for Brian. And he's going to be forced to get on. If the fans are powerful enough, Brian Reynolds will be on this episode. Okay.
Yeah. Facts. Bravo. That's no cap. But anyway, what were we going to say? Like, when did he tell you this? Cause today's Tuesday, by the way, for the fans. Today's Tuesday, the 31st. And so I spoke to Thomas about this like, 28th on Saturday. No, Friday.
Yeah.
He told me
like yesterday.
How did that even come up?
We were talking about his situation and
his football situation or his off the pitch situation,
girlfriend, and both kind of. I mean, it's like just life situation.
Yeah.
And he said he said him and Johan had a deep talk about all this, and then he said there was like a book out, and the book is like Fueling Your Demons, and he kept going on about, you know, professional athletes, people in general gotta fuel your demons, but to a certain extent, like you don't want to. Like he said, it made more sense
doing it, or you don't want to like.
He said it made more sense when you said it, so that's why I'm asking you,
bro. You're putting me on the spot, but I can kind of tell you what I said. But he was the one who brought up fueling your demons. I was like, it was the way. Really? So I think we can put this bit in because it's not bad. It's not bad, but I'll kind of say what fueling your demons is, because the way he described it is, fueling your demons as a footballer can be like. Okay, since we have so much pressure as an athlete, as a footballer, like he says, there are some footballers, you know, like smoke cigarettes or you know, smoke hookah or something like that, you know, which isn't really bad. Like a bunch of athletes do that. Like everyone at my old club would do that. Not cigarettes, like hookah. I don't think it's that bad necessarily, but you know, it's like maybe fueling your demons, doing a little bit of something off the pitch, you know? And so that was the way he said it. And I said, like, and he gave me an example of a really professional, a really famous footballer that fuels his demons in a certain way. And I was just like, I don't know, bro. I was just like, I mean, yeah, like it makes sense because we go through a lot of like pressure each and every day to be like perfect, I guess. And I mean, there's just a lot of temptation out there. So it's kind of hard to be perfect, if that makes sense. So it definitely makes sense for like a lot of footballers to be perfect, like to the media, but definitely like behind the scenes, there can be like something else going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I agree. Like, it's like, I don't know. I think it's anybody that has to have this image of like you see so many professional or famous people have this image of like, they're so perfect, and maybe some are, maybe some aren't, but you can't like be open about a lot of things because you'll get critiqued so much and it'll only hurt your brand. So I feel what you're saying, like in a sense of like, you got to make yourself happy off the field, because living a perfect lifestyle all the time and trying to act like you're not act like, but trying to be like you're so perfect and you can never do anything fun or just never do anything that you have a passion for or want to do. Obviously there's things you can do and get into that aren't necessarily viewed as wrong, but maybe doing things like what, like you said, like if you saw, you know, LeBron out doing that, he'd get critiqued for it and he wouldn't be the same image. So like some things you just have to not show the media, but you have the right to. I mean, your life, whatever you want to make private can be private. So.
Bro, LeBron is actually the perfect example. Have you seen like everything that's been going on in like the media about like him? They call him like LaFraud or LeBozo or something like that. Like they just. It's like it's easy for them to make fun of him. Like anything he does is like made fun of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like you can never be perfect at all. It's crazy, yeah. But yeah, shout out Thomas. I mean, yeah. He should write a book about that, honestly, because he was a preaching. He really was.
Thomas should never write a book, but that's one thing for sure, bro. Thomas, we're cool, bro, but never write a book.
Bro, is there anything else you want to touch on? That was, bro, if we get them back on, we should ask him what he meant by that, because I know Thomas will get deep into it, bro. Thomas will get deep into it. That would be hella funny.
But no, I think that was a solid episode, catching up with the boys. Like John said, we have a very special surprise coming soon. It's in the works, so y'all have to be ready for it. I think the fans y'all are going to love it. It's going to be an amazing surprise for y'all. Me and John are definitely looking forward to it. But I hope y'all enjoy the episode. Just catching up with me and John on what's going on with our lives. A lot has changed recently, so we just want to make sure that you, the fans, are involved in that. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. John, anything you want to add, bro?
Yeah, shout out Alex from Believe, because we haven't been doing this, but this episode was powered by BET Online. And yeah, you just got to make sure you're tracking Vanessa. Make sure you follow Vanessa on all social media so you can track Tanner. Make sure you follow my team, FSFL Spico, as well. Follow us on social media. Follow us here so you can stay up to date with everything that's going on. We love you guys so much. We actually do. We see everything you tell us in our DMs. We really, really do appreciate this. And we're going to start putting a lot more effort into it. As you see here, you see Tanner's setup has gone better as well. So just stay tuned, because we really actually care about this, and we're looking to take it far. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Go find your success, bro. Yeah.
Find your success.
5-star You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.